Well, here we are back in Brighton, standing in front of our hotel. Today we're visiting some English friends of mine who live here in Brighton.
What? Today?
Yes, today, honey. So, where was I? Right. These friends of mine, their names are Peter and Rosie. Now, Peter's a salesman. He works for a food company, and he travels a lot, all around Europe. And Rosie works at the American Embassy in London. That's how I know her, in fact, from when I was in England last year. So, they're very busy people, and it's real sweet of them to make time to see us. We're very lucky.
Can I say something?
Why, sure, honey.
I want to go play golf today, Deborah. You know what the weather's like in England. Today it's sunny. There's no rain. Okay, it's damn cold, but still, it's a great day for golf. So that's what I want to do today.
Sure, honey. But we're seeing Peter and Rosie today. You can play golf tomorrow.
I can't play golf tomorrow. The weather won't be like this tomorrow. It'll probably rain.
Well, it is winter, honey. Even in the States, it rains a lot in the winter.
Yeah, well, in England, it rains a lot in the spring, the summer, the fall, and the winter. But it's not raining today, so let's go play golf, okay? Hey, I'll tell you what. We'll go play golf this afternoon, and we can still go see your friends in the evening.
No, that won't work, I'm afraid.
Why the hell not?
Because I'm cooking dinner for us all.
They're inviting us to dinner, and you're cooking it? It's crazy.
We're cooking it, honey. Just because I'm a woman, that doesn't mean I must do all the cooking now, does it? Hey, will you look at us? Here we are, just standing in front of the hotel talking. Let's get going. We have a lot of shopping to do. There's a really good supermarket down this road. We can get everything we need there.
So what are you cooking?
What are we cooking? Well, my idea is to do something really typically American. So I think I'll make them some jambalaya.
Jambalaya? But that's Southern food. We're from Pittsburgh, not New Orleans.
So what's typical Pittsburgh food then? Burger and fries? No, Alan. Peter and Rosie are sophisticated people. They travel all around. I want to cook them something real special. Ah, here we are. Waitrose.
I can't see any shopping carts.
Over there, honey, where it says trolleys.
Trolleys? Is that what they call shopping carts here? I'll go and get one. Jeez, this shopping cart is so small. What's with this country?
It'll be big enough for us, Alan. We're only cooking one dinner. Here we are.
So what do we need?
First of all, rice.
Hey, look. They have Uncle Ben's here. Uncle Ben's easy cook rice. 1 pound. Is that enough?
Honey, I can see you're not a great expert on food.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, easy cook rice is yucky. And second of all, you don't want to use American rice anyway.
Why the hell not, when we're cooking an American dinner?
Honey, we're in Europe now. Try to be a bit sophisticated, okay? We'll go for the Italian rice. And we need tomatoes, or tomatoes, as they say here. And peppers, red peppers, and prawns. And bacon. And last of all, we need sausages. Great, that's it. Let's go and pay.
Where's the checkout? Or do they call it, like, I don't know, the Winston Churchill in this country?
No, they call it checkout here, just like we do. There it is.
Good. Do we have enough cash for all this stuff?
Of course we do, honey. Anyway, this isn't like the third world. They take Visa and MasterCard here.
Wow.
So let's pay, and then we can go to Peter and Rosie's and start cooking delicious jambalaya.
Let's go for it.